This pearl beyond price. Elder Delbert L. Stapley. Delbert L. Stapley. Conference Report. October 1965. Pages 11-16. Brothers and sisters, we are tremendously blessed by the presence of our beloved President David O. McKay and his dear wife, who is also here with him. President McKay always brings light and spirit into any assembly where he is present. An evidence of this is the masterful sermon he gave us this morning. We should ponder it in our hearts because the instruction and counsel are good. I humbly pray that the remarks I make will not detract from his splendid message. He taught by parables. During the earthly mission of Jesus Christ, he often employed the parable method of teaching his disciples and others who sought after him. Parables were used by Christ to convey a moral or spiritual truth. His parables were based upon real scenes or events such as occur in nature and human life. They are fundamental stories, true to life situations, employing given circumstances or facts of one's experience and have a vigorous moral and religious application. The parables of Jesus were provokingly adapted to challenge the understanding of his hearers. Let us consider the following parable. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man, seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and bought it. Parable of the pearl of great price. This parable is most significant and meaningful. To appreciate its purpose is to understand the message. The desire of the merchantman dealing in pearls is to find the most priceless one of all. Therefore, he earnestly seeks and may travel extensively to world markets before he discovers the fabulous jewel which measures up to his expectations in standards of quality, value, and iridescent beauty. Having found the pearl of great price, his joy and happiness is not complete until the gem becomes his personal property. To satisfy the desire, according to the parable, the merchant was willing to sacrifice all he had for ownership of the goodly pearl. Allegorically, the Savior likens the kingdom of heaven unto the merchantman seeking goodly pearls, signifying that the true pearl of great price is God's kingdom which, for men to be happy and exalted, he must diligently seek. This parable accords with the Savior's teaching upon the mount when he admonished, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." When we relate the parable of the goodly pearls and the challenge of our Lord to seek first the kingdom of God, we receive a more comprehensive understanding of the parable dealing with the pearl of great price. Pearls have always held a high place among gems, and merchants have been active and diligent in seeking the largest and richest to be had. Unlike the man in the parable of the hidden treasure, who, with little or no effort on his part, found concealed in a field a precious treasure of great worth, the merchant devoted his whole energy to the quest for goodly pearls. To find and secure the best was his greatest ambition and business. When finally he beheld a pearl that excelled all others, he gladly sold all his other gems. Indeed, he sacrificed all that he had in gems and other possessions and purchased the pearl of great price. Seekers after truth may acquire much that is good and desirable but not find the greatest truth of all, the truth that shall save them and bring about their eternal exaltation and glory. Yet, if they seek persistently and with right intent and are really in quest of pearls of truth and righteousness and not imitations or substitutes, they shall find, for the Holy Ghost, which is the Spirit of truth, shall guide them. Saul of Tarsus, while on his way to Damascus to persecute the saints, found en route the pearl of great price by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Few are favored as Saul, who later became Paul the Apostle, with a heavenly manifestation to change their ways from evil purpose to the ways of righteousness. Every soul earnestly and honestly seeking the pearl of great price is entitled to the Holy Ghost to aid him or her in that quest. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. Two significant gifts of the Holy Ghost are the Spirit of inspiration and revelation, and also a function of the Holy Ghost is to bear witness of the Father and the Son. By the gift of that power, the honest investigator can learn and know the eternal truths of the kingdom of God with certainty of soul conviction. If an individual fails to yield to the enlightenment of the Holy Ghost, then the Spirit departs from him, and he is left to his own resources to struggle alone with his problems. Men who by search and research discover the truth of the kingdom of heaven may have to abandon many of their cherished traditions and even their theories of imperfect philosophy and science if they would possess the pearl of great price, God's kingdom, which, with its standards, principles, ideals, and holy ordinances is the gospel plan of life, salvation, exaltation, and glory. The Apostle Paul as Saul of Tarsus, steeped as he was in the traditions of his people and the Sanhedrin, had this same choice to make. Importantly and wisely he chose to follow Christ, which he did with a dedication to duty that earned for him the title of the great apostle to the Gentiles. He was esteemed and honored by his associates and the saints. The Apostle Paul is a worthy example to all who find the pearl of great price, as he completely changed his life, so others must have the courage to change their way of life to the new life, the true gospel that Christ offers. We understand that in this parable of the merchantman and the goodly pearls, as in that of the hidden treasure, the price of possession is one's all. No individual can become a citizen of the kingdom of God by partial surrender of his earlier allegiances. He must renounce everything foreign to the kingdom, or he can never be numbered therein. If he willingly sacrifices all that he has, he shall find that he has enough. The cost of the hidden treasure and of the goodly pearl is not a fixed amount alike for all. It is all one has, and the poorest may come into enduring possession. His all is a sufficient purchase price. It is clearly seen that the key to finding the pearl of great price is to earnestly seek for light and truth as found in the gospel of Christ. The Lord has said, "Draw near unto me and I will draw near unto you. Seek me diligently and ye shall find me." In Christ's Sermon on the Mount he taught, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Moroni, an ancient American prophet, bidding farewell to his brethren and to the Gentiles, bore his witness to having seen Jesus and of talking with him face to face, and then admonished, "And now, I would commend you to seek this Jesus of whom the prophets and apostles have written, that the grace of God the Father, and also the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, which beareth record of them may be and abide in you forever." Lehi, an early American prophet, counseled, "For he that diligently seeketh shall find, and the mysteries of God shall be unfolded unto them, by the power of the Holy Ghost, as well in these times as in times of old, and as well in times of old as in times to come. Wherefore, the course of the Lord is one eternal round. It behooves many people to change their place of residence and maybe travel far to find the pearl of great price, and yet others may find it in their communities or nearby. Men and women must sincerely put their heart and soul into seeking the true gospel found in God's earthly kingdom. They can so live as to tune in on the spiritual channel activated by the Holy Ghost and obtain by prayer its companionship to guide them into all truth from God. Principles, standards, ordinances, covenants. What should men and women look for to distinguish the kingdom of heaven, the goodly pearl, from all other churches? There are many facets to this goodly pearl. These facets are principles, standards, ordinances, and covenants. The scriptures also provide colorful facets of the goodly pearl. Limited time prevents a full discussion of these items. The following few comments must suffice. Principles. Under principles we can include the following. Free agency. As mentioned by President David O. McKay, faith in God and His beloved Son Jesus Christ, sincere and sorrowing repentance for sins committed and refraining from being guilty of them again, the word of wisdom, the Lord's law of health, which He gave as a principle with promise, standards. Under standards are, chastity, virtue, and moral cleanliness, integrity which includes honesty, sincerity of purpose, truthfulness, and uprightness. To further emphasize standards, I quote in part the 13th article of our faith. We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things. Ordinances. Under the heading of ordinances we include, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins, the laying on of hands for both confirmation and bestowing the gift of the Holy Ghost, the bestowal of the holy priesthood of God by the laying on of hands, ordinances in the temple of God, which include the endowment and eternal marriage ceremonies and vicarious work for the dead. Covenants. Under covenants, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is a covenant between God and His people. When baptized by an authorized servant of God, we covenant to do God's will and to obey His commandments. By partaking of the sacrament we renew all covenants entered into with the Lord and pledge ourselves to take upon us the name of His Son, to always remember Him and keep His commandments. There is an oath and covenant which belongs to the priesthood wherein men receiving this holy power pledge themselves faithfully to keep all the commandments of God and to magnify their callings in the priesthood, which is God's gift of His power and authority unto them. In connection with all ordinances pertaining to the temples of our God, men and women accept covenants and obligations which relate to the endowment and to the eternity of the marriage and family relationship. All these doctrines and more are necessary and vital to the salvation, exaltation and eternal happiness of God's children. Standard works of the church. The final facet of the pearl of great price for consideration is the scriptures referred to by the Latter-day Saints as the four standard works, which include the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the pearl of great price. If all the books in the world were destroyed except the four standard works of the church, Manwitter the foundation of principles and moral and spiritual values to re-establish his civilization and rise again to lofty achievements and happiness. The Bible is listed first among the four standard works of the Church and is accepted by all Christian peoples. The Book of Mormon records that Lehi, the first prophet of the Nephite nation, was counseled by the Lord that before his family and others departed the land of Jerusalem to the Americas, they must obtain a copy of the Book of the Lord, so that, said he, we may preserve unto our children the language of our fathers, and also that we may preserve unto them the words which have been spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets, which have been delivered unto them by the Spirit and power of God, since the world began, even down unto this present time. With this record in their possession, they were able to establish an enlightened and a prosperous civilization in the early Americas. The Book of Mormon is largely a record of a branch of the House of Israel, the covenant people of the Lord, who came to the Americas about 600 years before Christ. It is a companion book to the Bible to convince both Jew and Gentile that Jesus is the Christ. The Doctrine and Covenants contains revelations given by the Lord mainly to the prophet Joseph Smith. The Pearl of Great Price, the title of the fourth named standard work, is taken from Christ's parable we are considering. The book contains the writings of the great prophets Moses and Abraham. Also, the 24th chapter of Matthew is revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith. These writings are the word of God, representing the goodly pearl so precious for mankind to study prayerfully and to know. The book also has the Joseph Smith testimony and the articles of faith. Jesus counseled, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Moroni, the last Nephite prophet, in his farewell message gave a marvelous testimony to the truth of the Book of Mormon to all who read it with a sincere desire to know the truth. "And when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that ye would ask God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if these things are not true, and if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and by the power of the Holy Ghost ye may know the truth of all things." The Lord through the prophet Joseph Smith challenged those reading the Doctrine and Covenants to search these commandments, for they are true and faithful, and the prophecies and promises which are in them shall all be fulfilled. All things pertaining to the kingdom of God are important for us to know. Our eternal happiness depends upon abiding the Lord's gospel plan. It is man's obligation to seek and to find this pearl of great price and then have the courage of faith and conviction to accept and to obey the gospel of the kingdom. Comments of World Fair visitors. Tens of thousands of people in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have met this challenge unflinchingly because they sought and found the truth and had the courage of their convictions to accept it in full faithfulness. That many men and women today are truly searching for the pearl of great price is evidenced by the large attendance of people to the religious exhibits at the New York World's Fair. I should like to share with you a few statements of people visiting the church pavilion at the World's Fair. These few favorable comments can be multiplied many-fold and are from people of different faiths who are earnestly and honestly searching for the pearl of great price. "It was quite an eye-opener. I was completely unaware of this faith. I would like to learn more. I am very interested in your religion since going through the exhibit. Found it extremely interesting. Have seen nothing equal to it as far as religion is concerned. Mormon literalism is perhaps the closest thing to original Christianity on earth today. I think I have found the answer to my questions. Thank you. I love the way you stay with the teachings of Christ. It was a highly enlightening experience. I would like to know more about it to make a decision. Words seem too inadequate to express the depth and beauty I see in your religion. It was truly wonderful and I am very impressed. I am considering looking into this religion more. This is the word of the Lord and his prophet. I have strong feelings that this is true what has been said here. I seem to remember I lived before. I was soul searching when I first saw the pavilion. I have since become a member of this Mormon church. I know this is the word of the Lord. I am grateful to you for this pavilion which meant my conversion to the church, the world's need for the kingdom of God." These comments are interesting and challenging to both church members and non-members alike. It should give all of us a real pride of belonging to the church. We testify to the world in all sincerity and solemnity as being the only true church of Christ on earth today. Although church members have in the gospel the pearl of great price, yet complacency, inactivity, failure to keep the commandments will never save them. We must be doers of the word and not hearers only. Where much is given, much is expected. If we are true to the faith of our Lord, God will prosper his work and kingdom. The kingdom of God is the only hope of the world for understanding and peace. The menacing conflicts and threat of more and greater conflicts but presages the Holocaust to follow. Man's ways are failing. Perhaps it is time for God's ways to take over now that all else seemingly is falling apart. The world needs the pearl of great price, which is God's kingdom, and it needs it today as never before. Now, brothers and sisters, may God bless and enlighten the earnest seekers for truth with faith to believe and with courage to accept when the truth is presented to them. We are the custodians of these great principles and truths. We have a tremendous responsibility of sharing what the Lord has revealed to us with our fellow men. May we be true to this trust. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.